Hey now, welcome back to Almost Ablaze, the podcast where we discuss music, life, and our experience here at UConn. This is our first episode we've recorded in 2 weeks, so we got a lot to talk about tonight. So I guess we could talk about our past couple weekends or this past one. Will, you said you had a story or two.
I do. So what's it called? Believe it or not, I'm just going to adjust the volume.
Yeah, sure.
What's it called? Believe it or not, I went to Ted's last Thursday. It's the first time I've ever gone on a weekday.
I remember you telling me you went on a Thursday. How'd that go?
It was good. It was a different vibe than a Friday night, because it gets busier later in the night as opposed to just being packed at 9:30.
Yeah.
So we got there late. It was me, Emil, Sam, and Zach Kopaz. Mm. And I think we just kind of went randomly. We were like, screw it, we'll go. We went at like 10. And it was Ted's, you know.
Of course.
That's, you know, it was that. But the exciting part was when we got back.
Oh, no.
I left with Zach Kopaz a little early because we were going to go back and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so I was lying in my bed trying to go to sleep.
Oh, no.
And I am awoken by Emil and Sam, who just burst into our room. And I'm like, okay, we'll see what's going on. And we were just hanging out for a while. And then Emil thought it would be a good idea to take a ketchup bottle and just throw it all over the wall.
Oh, no.
And so our entire, every wall in our apartment was covered in ketchup. And I was
oh,
like,
my God. Emil.
I was like, dude, come on.
This guy is a character. Yeah. Holy shit.
But he's not the sole perpetrator in this situation.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty funny. I'll give it to him. It was funny. I wanted to get in on the joke. So I took the ketchup bottle, went outside to our hallway, like our exterior hallway, and I sprayed it all over the walls outside.
Oh, my God.
And we did clean up. I cleaned up outside afterwards. Emil did a decent job cleaning up. There's a lot of ketchup on our ceiling still, which is probably just going to remain there for the rest of the semester.
Bro, I'm going to have to pull up to Hilltop and see the damage.
Definitely. It's not that bad right now. But I know Faisal was over yesterday, so he saw the damage.
Was he like, why does it smell like ketchup in here?
Well, that was... The next day, Emil was like, dude, like, why does it smell like ketchup in here still? I cleaned it, and it was still all over the ceiling and the floor. God. I was like, dude.
So there's just dried ketchup on your ceiling now.
And it's funny because it started dripping, but it like solidified.
Oh, no.
So it's just like kind of like stranded midair.
Oh, well, you could just say that it's art now. Ketchup
exactly,
art.
Exactly, it is. And it doesn't smell like ketchup anymore.
Yeah, nice.
So that was my big exciting story from last weekend.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's funny. Okay, let me think here. Last weekend was there?
Let's start with your New Haven
show. Oh, right. The show was in North Haven. I was hanging in East Haven for a lot of it. This was with King Bolete again. It was.
Where in East Haven? Were like what?
Let me see here, because we had to stop at Sophia's house to pick up some stuff. Then we went to this admittedly mediocre diner there. Mm.
What's the diner called? Just because
I want to say Twin Peaks or something.
My brother goes to school in East Haven, I believe.
You know, I think your brother showed up on my Instagram the other day.
Actually,
I
forgot to tell you this before we started recording. We're going to be interrupted at 7 p.m. because he's going live with his band on Instagram for their rehearsal.
Oh, man.
So I want to, we can commentate on, on that.
Yeah, here it is. The Twin Pines Diner. Wasn't bad. I mean,
Pines Diner. Let me see if I've ever been there before.
It was all right. We had a good time, you know, me and the band. But I don't know. wasn't the best.
Images. Here, I'm just going to pull up some images.
Yeah, no, it's an okay place though.
I don't think I've ever been there before, actually.
It was funny cuz their drummer Eli, when we went to order, stone face to troll the waiter, he goes, I'll take a chicken quesadilla. And I'm just like, dude.
So where was the show? Was it just in someone's basement?
It was just in this guy's basement in North Haven. But like the walls were like, they were like white and they painted like cow spots on them.
Ooh.
So we dubbed it Cow House.
Nice.
So now we got Funk House, Gunk House, Farmhouse, and Cowhouse.
Cowhouse is pretty far away. So.
Yeah, whatever. Many of the houses I've been to. Actually, no. Well, I haven't been to Gunk House yet. Mm. Soon.
Nor have I, actually. I've yet to go there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because there is a show this weekend.
It's at Gunk House, but Gunk Crab isn't playing.
Yeah, they're not playing. I know it's Rock Gotti playing for sure.
Have you seen the Battle of the Bands lineup?
No, I didn't.
It's literally just like a house show.
Really?
So, it'll be fun to watch. the 25th. I think we announced it, so I think we can say it by the time this gets released.
When am I? Oh, God damn it. I'm going to be out of town next weekend.
Damn.
Shit. Yeah, no, I'm going down the Big Apple. Me and the folks, ooh, we're seeing the, okay, UConn versus St. John's at the Garden.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Have you been to the Garden before for a game or?
Not for a game, I don't think. I've been to tons of Den & Company shows there. Haven't been for a game, though. So, you know, we've had this planned for a while. So
because
I have yet to catch a game this semester.
Really?
It's been a month. The problem is all the games that I was planning on going to are on Wednesdays.
Oh.
And, you know, with the radio show Wednesday night, yep, it's like, ugh. Because, like, right now, my parents are at the game, UConn versus,
really,
Creighton women's basketball.
Mm.
So I was just with them for a while, and then I'll,
nice,
meet up with them after the show.
What is UConn ranked right now?
Ooh, the men might be, like, 20 or something.
Alabama's, dude, number one, and we beat them early on.
We did beat them early on.
Crazy.
It was in that, like, Thanksgiving tournament when Bill Walton was commentating, which was,
ooh,
very funny.
19-7, that's,
yeah,
not very good.
Yeah, I mean, I think the struggle has been just against Big East opponents, man. Like, Big East this year has been absolutely bonkers.
It's been a good, I thought it was going to be a bad season, too, at the start of the season for the Big East. But
yeah, no, Big East is nuts. Just men's college basketball right now, it's nuts. Like, every time I checked, like, ranked teams are losing, so.
Yeah, I know. It's been kind of up and down this year, which is pretty cool.
March Madness is going to be nuts.
Ooh. Apparently, UConn's still going to be a top five seed. That's what
As long as they stay ranked, we'll be in the tournament.
Yeah.
I just don't want us to lose in the first round like last year.
Every year.
Well, last year was infuriating. I don't know if you remember that game. It was against New Mexico State, and they had this guy on there. They called him Teddy Buckets, and he was just a jackass, man. Just way too full of himself. But apparently now New Mexico State's basketball program is like got shut down by the school,
ooh,
or something.
I
don't know, because I was at lunch with my parents today and they mentioned that. And I'm like, wait, I had no
research.
Idea. Yeah, here we go. New Mexico State men's basketball. What happened? Because I have no idea. Yeah, something about a program suspension. All right, hang on.
Hazing. Hazing claims.
Geez.
That's crazy.
Oh, no.
Listen to this. This is just
What's
the
up?
Headline.
Mm-hmm.
So, hazing, blah, blah, blah. The police are investigating reports of hazing, which include false imprisonment, criminal sexual misconduct, and harassment.
I'm sorry. False imprisonment?
That's all it says. That's the entire, like, article.
Okay,
that's crazy.
Now it makes sense.
And that just came out, too, like 2 days ago.
Oh, shit. This was recent.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, because I had heard nothing about them. My parents just casually brought it up. I'm like, what?
Yeah, what's it called? I'm trying to think of the last big like college sports. UConn had a college sports scandal a couple years ago.
It wasn't hazing.
It was an academic thing. Like players were just getting passed automatically.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And what's it called? I know we got suspended for the tournament, I think, for a year or two, which was tough.
Damn.
It was tough. Not like we weren't good enough to make it anyway, so like we couldn't play in like the NIT or anything like that.
Geez.
It was tough.
We were that bad?
Yeah. Yeah, no, what's it called? I've been following UConn basketball for probably like 10 years now.
Yeah.
And the last like 7 years. Tough, dude. It's been tough.
Damn, man.
It's been really, really tough.
I'll tell you what, I'm trying to watch more NBA now. That's what
Did you see LeBron?
Dude,
pass the,
I did, because like I tuned in right in the third quarter when it happened. I found my bootleg Reddit stream.
Nice.
And he hits it and they stop the whole freaking game.
What's it called? I watched that entire game. It's
the
second NBA game I've watched this season.
Yeah.
It was fun. What's it called? All the roommates, we just kind of made a big spectacle out of
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it was cool. I'll tell you, freaking NBA trade deadline.
Ooh, yeah. What's it called? Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Dude, the Nets.
I think the Brooklyn Nets might be the worst organization in the NBA.
I think they might be one of the worst run sports organizations
in all
four major North American sports.
Oh, 100%.
Just because the fact that at one point you had Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and James Harden, and you did nothing. Mm. Nothing.
Do you know what they did too? They did this years ago. Probably it might have been like closer to a decade now.
Mm.
They traded for Kevin Durant and Paul Pierce when they were like 40 years old. And those draft picks that they traded him ended up becoming like Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum.
Not Tatum.
I know. Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, God, that's tough. Yeah,
I don't get why they traded Kevin Durant. That just makes no sense to me.
They're just, I don't know. The place was falling apart. Well, because Durant, had requested a trade like in the past year. I remember that, and then it didn't really go anywhere. But he is, I think he's always had the Suns on his map, and now he's got his way there. He hasn't started playing it because I think he's still got some sort of MCL injury. But once he hits the court, that is going to be a team.
What are your thoughts on Kyrie and Luka playing together? Ooh,
I think that's going to be a good combo. Okay. I mean,
I was a doubter at first just because
I don't like Kyrie as a person. Frankly, terrible human being. Yeah. As a basketball player, pretty fire. So I think those two are going to be a good combo. Hell, I think in Kyrie's first game in Dallas, even without Luka, he put up 25 points. Mm.
I'm kind of surprised he hasn't been suspended from the league at all.
I'm surprised too, because I know like the Nets like internally suspended him like 5 games. Something happened, like, you know, when he was pushing all the anti-Semitic shit. Never forget that Kyrie Irving at one point was a flat earther.
I don't know
if he still is, but
I think he might still be.
That I'm not surprised.
That's so interesting because, like, I remember when he first got drafted for his first couple years at Cleveland, he was so unproblematic. He was like a good leader. And something must. I don't know what happened. I don't know if
How long do you think it's going to be before he starts talking about theories about the JFK assassination?
got like 2 weeks at most. Man.
I'll tell you, though, the Western Conference right now in the NBA just looks absolutely
That's crazy.
Loaded.
It went from, like, the Eastern Conference was stacked and literally it just
Because now,
flipped.
Like, the East, I guess it's, I get really, it's the Celtics and the Bucks. And then the West, there's
Who's number three in the East right now? Is it, like,
I don't know.
Was it the Nets? It might have been the Nets.
I know the Nets were up there. The Cavs might have been up there, I think. Yeah, Cleveland.
That's so interesting. I'm still surprised they traded Kevin Durant when they were still like
It's so
a
funny because when it happened last week, because I wake up, you know, in a daze. I open my phone and the first thing I see, it's like Kevin Durant traded to the Suns. I'm like, oh no.
What's it called? I remember when he went to the Warriors.
Oh, God.
When was that, like 2015, 2016?
That was before I was following basketball. I don't really remember that, but I know people were up in arms about
What's it called? I'd been following him for a couple years and I was in Nebraska with my cousin. And we were following the trade deadline like crazy.
Yeah.
His top two teams were the Celtics and the Warriors. Oh, and I'm a Celtics fan. And I was like, dude, like, this is it. We're going to get Kevin Durant. Like, this is insane. And we were sold because, like, a report came out. They were like, it's, like, essentially confirmed. Like, he's going to sign with the Celtics. Like, he met with, like, Tom Brady and David Ortiz.
Oh, God.
And then, like, we refreshed our Instagram and it was, like, Kevin Durant to the Warriors. I don't even know how to describe it. I was like depressed for a day. We were so distraught.
Oh,
it was the worst thing
that's
ever.
That's freaking funny.
It was heartbreaking.
Oh my God.
It was so bad.
That's like, that was similar to my reaction this past baseball offseason when I saw that Jacob DeGrom was signing with the Texas Rangers. As, you know, as a long time Mets fan and, you know, seeing like a Met icon go, it's like, no, but I mean, what's the right choice? Yeah,
nice.
Get rid of them. But yeah, no, Western Conference now is going to be nuts.
Definitely.
You know, between, you know, Dallas is loaded. Phoenix, once they get Durant on the court. Denver is still solid. I think they're almost won 40 games at this point or something. So it's going to be interesting out there. Hell, even Sacramento has a winning record and might make the
Sacramento
playoffs. I don't even know.
It's great. Right. I used to play a lot of NBA 2K, so I knew all the players. And, like, fast forward 10 years, I don't know. Yeah, they're third in the Western Conference.
I think the funniest thing, because after, you know, trade deadline happened and Kyrie and Durant went to the West, Ja Morant from the Grizzlies, he had said something back in December. It was like, we fine in the West. So, and he was getting memed into oblivion.
Did you hear about
that.
His little scandal that happened like last week?
What happened?
I don't know if this is true or not, or if this was just like a fake thing I saw on Instagram. But apparently he like followed some like Indiana Pacers players and like pointed like a red light at them, which they assumed to be like a gun. I don't know if that's true or not, but
interesting.
I saw a couple Instagram posts about it, so it was a little weird. I don't know a lot about Ja Morant, but he
seemed
either. Like an unproblematic, like he seemed like a good guy so far.
I don't know, because once he said that we fine in the West, just they started losing more and the West got better, so I am excited for NBA playoffs, especially because like I don't really have like any allegiance to a team. Like I'll root for the Knicks, but like.
I like the Celtics, but
it's the Knicks.
I like the Celtics, but I'm not a diehard.
Yeah,
Celtics.
They I just like watching good basketball. Like I'll watch it in the playoffs and the finals and stuff.
That
so.
Is true.
Because I don't know who I would root for in the West. Because I don't want to root for Kyrie. Mm. I really don't.
I like Luka. Luka's good. Cool. It kind of sucks that they're on the same team now.
I know. Because I really have nothing against the Dallas Mavericks. Mm. But nothing against them. Nothing against the Suns. I don't know. I just want to be good.
Mm.
I don't know what the standings... Hold on. I need to see the Western Conference standings right now. Because I thought
Sacramento is number three, which
I thought I saw something that like Dallas and Phoenix are 4-5. Can you imagine
Dallas
that?
Dallas is 6, and Phoenix is 4.
Who's 5?
5 is the Clippers. I forgot about
the
them.
The Clippers? I forget they existed.
What do they have, like Paul George and... Yeah, they have a decent team.
Yeah, Western Conference standings. All right, Memphis is still number 2. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is like the first time that Sacramento is actually doing something in
years. They've been awful. I was going to say, as long as they've been around, they've been awful.
Yeah. All right, so Clippers, Mavs... Oh, wait, no. Suns, Clippers first round. That'd be interesting. All right, let's check the East. Oh, right, the Sixers. The Sixers are 37-19.
They have James Harden on their team.
You know, the Sixers are, like, the only, like, Philly sports team that I don't hate just really because I'm not that passionate about basketball. Mm.
Oh, they have Joel Embiid, too. They have a decent team.
They do have a decent team. Has Harden been doing much lately since he got to the Sixers?
He wasn't even an all-star this year, I don't think. Yeah.
Because I feel like ever since he went to like Brooklyn, he's just been kind of a meme now. I don't know.
He's putting up like 20. He's averaging like 20 points a game.
All right.
Which isn't good for him.
No.
He's got 10 assists per game, too.
All right.
He's just taking like a different role, it seems like. He's not the number one option anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love. He used to be one of my favorite players back in Houston.
I was watching some Harden highlights from his MVP season recently. It was some good stuff.
And then he started hanging out with Little Baby, and he changed. I don't know what happened.
Good job, Harden.
You know what I saw walking in here today for the first time?
What?
Was the Free UConn paint on the student union.
Oh,
did you see that?
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. This hashtag. You know what? Let's talk hashtag.
I want to talk about Free UConn.
Let's talk hashtag Save UConn.
Or Save UConn, yeah.
And all the budget stuff, because, you know, at the Daily Campus, this has been the big discussion for the past week. We put out an editorial today about the whole thing. Mm. Crazy.
What exactly are they doing? Like, they're cutting, like, $200 million.
Like, 160, but, like, from my understanding, the money they're cutting is kind of, like, the extra COVID funds that we got or something. And, like, this happens every 5-6 years.
Mm.
Like, we dug up... At the Daily Campus, we dug up a Facebook post from 2017 of a hashtag Save UConn rally at the Capitol. No, they intentionally...
From 2016, you said?
2017.
2017, okay.
So it's like they intentionally do it so like every time it's like a completely new student body.
Okay.
And like kind of like the thing is like really what it comes down to because, you know, the angle the USG was taken is that blame it on the governor and the legislature, mm-hmm. but really... People should be more outraged against the Board of Trustees, they're very shady and not good in general, but just, you know, they keep building shit, putting us more into debt, not really addressing, you know, some of the problems on campus, including, you know, like those, you know, the ridiculous rates of like sexual violence and stuff that's going on. So that's kind of my understanding of it at this point. Because at first I was like fully on board with like the whole hashtag Save UConn and, you know, rally thing. But then, you know, after some more research and talking, I'm like, this rally isn't going to do shit, you know? So that's why I was actively trying to dissuade people from going.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough. I know I'm not a fan of the Board of Trustees. No one is. But
the Board of Trustees is terrible.
I heard this from someone, and I could be lying, but I'm pretty sure it's true. I think someone, maybe possibly even multiple people on the Board of Trustees, had some sort of involvement in like the 2008 crash.
Bro.
Yeah. Or recession, not crash. We really have the best people looking out for us on campus.
Indeed we do. Yeah.
That's what sucks when you realize that college is just a money-making institution at the end of the day.
Yeah, but yeah, we put out an editorial today you know, about the whole, you know, Save UConn thing. So I think it came out well. I wasn't the main author on it, but we were all pretty proud of how it came out. That was fun.
Good for you guys. Yeah, so you didn't go to the protest today?
No. Well, it was tough for me anyway because, you know, my parents were coming up today.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how long this is going to go, and I don't want to be, like, stuck in Hartford, so...
I will say props to USG for organizing all that so quickly.
I will say that they got the messaging out very quickly. Yeah. Within like a day, posters were everywhere. So props to USG for that, but that's all I will give them.
And they got the buses too mobilized.
Yeah,
so it's not
for
easy
some
to
reason, like they got coach buses for that, yet for freaking football games and XL Center games, we have to ride
buses.
On school buses.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that? What is that, man?
What's it called? Have you been to the new hockey arena yet?
I have not. I want to go.
I live right by there. I don't know why I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't
like,
over.
I've driven by it like so many times, but I've yet to actually go in there and go to a game. I want to go. So.
If you look at it from a distance, it looks like something from like Star Wars.
Dude.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
It's cool looking. What's it called?
That will be. It's coming along. They're still working on the outside of it, I think.
Yeah, I saw. They haven't like added that. I wonder what they're going to use for materials for
that's
that.
That's a good question. I'm very interested to see what it's going to end up looking like. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But I do want to catch a game there. Speaking of sports, let's talk Super Bowl.
Halftime show or the game?
Both. You know, let's start with Rihanna.
Okay. I thought it was good.
I thought it
was a good show.
Here is my react. This was basically, if you... my thoughts on the halftime show. Wait, Rihanna does this song? That was me the whole show, because like, I knew every one of those tunes, but I didn't realize any of them were Rihanna.
They played a Kanye song, which was interesting. Yeah.
And people were like, was Kanye going to show up?
I thought he was going to, because
oh my God.
Soon as that song started playing, a bunch of like dancers walked out, and I was like, dude, they're going to bring out Kanye West.
Can you imagine what would have happened if they brought Kanye out?
Honestly, with like football fans, I wouldn't be surprised if they just started cheering.
Dude, like, people, even I would have been like, holy shit.
Yeah, no. I think people watching on the TV might have been shocked, but I feel like
if you were like there in the moment,
I
mean, I
feel like
I get it, but it would have been the Twitter storm over that would be very interesting. No, I thought it was interesting. It was interesting too, because you know, like Rihanna's face at the beginning of it has been so mean. Like the one where she's just staring down. It's just like, bro. So yeah, well, I thought it was a good halftime.
I like
show.
How she had no guests.
Yeah,
it was
very
was
clearly
cool.
Lip synced.
Yeah. Actually, I thought there were some parts where she was singing.
Really?
For the first like,
yeah,
three
I mean,
songs,
I think there were
it was
bits.
All lip singing.
There were some bits. I thought I don't know. It was a good halftime show. I'm trying to think, what are some of the other like notable like halftime shows from our lifetimes
realize
that you
this.
Remember?
I never realized the Rolling Stones had played
at
the halftime.
It's so
show.
Funny because I remember the Who did it 2010, 13 years ago. And for some reason, I still remember that, which I think is like my earliest like Super Bowl memory.
Interesting.
I remember that the one I really liked was when Bruno Mars did it. And he had the Chili Peppers come out with
them. I remember that,
that
one.
Was,
that like 2011?
That was
good. Their instruments weren't even plugged in, right? They were just playing on
I don't know, but it was fun,
it was
man. Because Bruno was great because he let a drum solo rip. And just having the Peppers there, that was really
the
cool.
The first one I ever saw was the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, dear God.
That one was good. It was good. I remember they all came in from like down on the ceiling, like on robes. It was pretty cool.
I remember some of like the crazier ones from like recent years, like when... like when Katy Perry did it and Lady Gaga did it, all the
did you ever see Madonna's
changes.
One?
I don't. Yeah,
that one was crazy.
I remember I remember the game. I don't remember the halftime show because that was the last time the Giants won. But I don't remember the halftime show.
I remember there was like one point she was like, I forget what it was exactly, but there was just some massive like statue in there,
my
and
God.
I was like, dude, what's going
I'll
on?
Tell you, there's also been a lot that I. haven't liked. I think for me the worst was Maroon 5 by far. But the thing that ticked me off the most, because I don't know if you remember, there was a petition on the internet after Steven Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob, died to get Sweet Victory played at the Super Bowl.
I remember that with the Travis Scott one. Or who played? It wasn't Travis Scott who played.
It was. They used the intro of Sweet Victory to set up Travis Scott doing Sicko Mode. And I was so mad.
Who was the headliner for that Super? It wasn't Travis Scott, was
it? No, it was Maroon 5.
That was the Maroon 5 one.
It was terrible. That was bad. Coldplay sucked. That was a couple years ago.
What's it called? What's another? Do you remember the Justin Timberlake one where he like took the or the kid took the selfie with him?
Yes, I do remember the Timberlake
one. That kid's mugshot just got he like got arrested like two weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I like the J Lo and Shakira one.
That was a good one. Years ago.
That was good. What did you think of last year's with like Snoop and Dr. Dre?
Right?
Yeah.
It was fun. I wouldn't say it was like mind blowing.
Yeah.
But it was just like a fun classic show.
Because like I didn't think I was gonna like it, but it was when 50 Cent came out hanging upside down. It was cool
because it was a bunch of like LA artists.
I think
at LA,
the sheer amount of star power they had there, like Snoop, Dr. Dre, Kendrick, Eminem, 50 Cent, just wow, what a lineup.
I don't know what I prefer. I mean, it's a halftime show, so it's not like it's like a a standalone concert. I don't know what I prefer, like a Rihanna style one where it's just her, or like when they have all sorts of people.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I liked the Weeknd's one a lot, actually.
Really? Yeah. I didn't like that one. I thought it was, I don't know, something was just so weird about it.
It wasn't, I mean, it was very theatrical, very, very well choreographed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was interesting.
A little over the top, but I think that's what was cool about it. I liked it because of that.
Cool. Very cool. Hang on, I'm just getting some texts. Oh, boy, I got a whole audience coming tonight for
the
show.
Nice. How many people?
I got three people showing up or something. This is gonna be a night.
Nice. What do you got playing tonight? I know I wanted to keep it a secret. What are some songs we're playing?
So I got five tunes tonight. We're starting off with some Steely Dan.
Nice.
A little Bodhisattva in there. Fish after, of course. Fleetwood Mac.
Ooh.
Then
I put Faisal onto a Fleetwood Mac yesterday. Yeah,
interesting.
Which song are you gonna play today?
It's a live version of The Chain from 1982.
I think I've heard that one before.
It's really good.
Great song.
Buckingham is just going off.
Let's see, what's the one on Rumors with a good bass line?
The Chain. Yeah, it's got to be The Chain.
It might be
something else though.
What am I looking at?
I want to either Dreams or You Make Love and Fun.
That's what it was. That's the song I showed him. You Make Love and Fun.
Yeah, that's some cool bass. Boom, boom, boom. Something like that.
I think, what's it called? I think it's a self-titled album. The album before Rumors.
Yeah, I think
I wouldn't say it's underrated because people appreciate it.
If you want underrated, you got to look at real early
Peter
Green.
Back
with Peter Green. Mm-hmm. I love that era.
Have you listened to this before? It's just like a bunch of live recordings from the Peter Green era.
I don't think
Spotify.
I have.
Very, very good.
Cool.
It's just straight blues, straight slide guitar.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
That sounds
it's
really
cool.
All right. How about this? Early prediction. Next year's halftime show.
I'm thinking Ice Spice.
Oh, my God.
Ice Spice
God.
At the halftime
no
show.
No way.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I could see like Doja Cat doing it.
Hang on. People who haven't done a halftime show.
Beyonce's done it, right?
Yeah, well, when she did it, the freaking blackout at the Superdome happened.
Mm.
Hang on, let's see here. I'm trying to think. Oh my God, if it was Ice Spice, I would, I wouldn't watch that. I would not watch that. Yeah, I don't know.
I could see like Lizzo. Lizzo probably could do it.
Ooh,
yeah.
I wouldn't even.
Harry Styles. I mean, I'm trying to think.
You know what?
Grammys
no, that's the one.
I think it would be Harry Styles.
I think Harry Styles.
Have we talked about the Grammy? Did you watch the Grammys at all?
Not really. No, I know Harry's House won Album of the Year.
People on the station were not happy about that.
I know. Well, I remember Faisal made some sort of Harry Styles joke one time. I can't say it on here, but yeah, no, I'm sure the station wasn't happy about that.
Who won song? Lizzo won Song of the Year, right?
Yeah, okay. I think for About Damn Time, which
good
is
for her. Good
great.
For her.
Yeah, I like Lizzo.
I enjoy Lizzo. She's a very fun person. She's a very
she's cool,
energetic person.
What if they got Cardi B to do the Super Bowl?
I could see that hat. Like Cardi B and Offset?
Dude, if you just get.
Did you hear about the Cardi B and Offset McDonald's meal?
I did. I saw about that. I saw that online. I'm like, the what?
It's literally just like a small meal with two drinks.
Oh,
and that's
God.
It.
Bro.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, better than the Travis Scott.
I did get that, actually.
Was it any good?
it was McDonald's. It was literally like just something you'd get from McDonald's.
I remember one time it was my friend's birthday and somebody got him a Travis Scott burger and like wrapped it up so elaborately. He opened up, it's like, is this a goddamn Travis Scott burger? He's like, yep. So then he ate it. It was goddamn cold.
I never got the BTS meal.
Oh, nor did I.
Yeah, I didn't try that one.
See, the only thing I care about when it comes to McDonald's is when the McRib comes back around.
Ooh, I do want to. I've never had the McRib. Oh, I would like to try that.
I'll tell you, a friend of mine from back home, insane guitar player, he ate 7 McRibs once at my kitchen table.
What are they, like sandwiches or what
Yeah, it's a sandwich. It's, you know, with the mystery meat and they lather in the sauce and stuff. It's
awesome. Mystery meat. Gotta love
it. It's something.
Probably like human meat or something, knowing McDonald's.
It's goddamn horse meat. who knows what's in there, man?
I know the McRib is huge out in like Nebraska. Everyone loves it. Actually, that's really? That's where the McRib originated from, Nebraska.
The McRib is from Nebraska.
I know that because I did a project on it in the fourth grade. not on the McRib, but on Nebraska.
I was going to say, your project was the origins of the McRib.
My three fun facts were that the McRib came from Nebraska, that Larry the Cable Guy is from Nebraska, and that Gerald Ford was from Nebraska.
You know, Larry the Cable Guy and I have the same birthday.
Really?
I share the same birthday as Larry the Cable Guy, Michael Jordan, Ed Sheeran, and Billy Joe Armstrong.
That's a pretty good day.
It's a really good day. It's especially funny because Jordan and Larry the Cable Guy, same day, same year. Mm. So, Jordan's going to be 60.
That's crazy.
Holy crap.
He's old. What's it called? I watched the Michael Jordan documentary on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Is it good?
It's really good. It's really well done. It's more so about like the history of the Bulls while he's there. I think it's about Michael Jordan,
too.
Well,
yeah.
It's done very well. Like, it jumps back and forth between, I don't want to say the current, but like 1998 and then like all the other years.
And so that's a documentary?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they bring Rodman on?
Oh, they have a whole episode about Rodman.
He's crazy.
I don't want to spoil it, but there's one, I think, I can't remember what year. I think it was like 90. One of those, like whenever he was on the Bulls.
This isn't the Madonna story, right?
Not the Madonna story. But
you
I'm
know
sure
what I'm talking about there,
what
right?
story? When he like married her or what?
Something about that like she wanted him to fly out or something to see her.
Well, maybe it was that, but like essentially like they were getting ready or like were in the playoffs and Dennis Rodman was like not playing good.
Oh no.
And he was like, I just need a weekend to like go crazy, go to Vegas and just do his thing.
That must have been one of the craziest
weekends. He asked them and they were like, you have 36 hours starting now. He like hopped on a plane, went to Vegas for like 24 hours, like came back and he played like really good after that.
Holy
he just needed
shit.
To let loose.
That's goddamn. Rodman is a character.
I think
bro.
If I could live one person's life, it would be Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
He probably has like the craziest,
I think
most
the
insane
well,
life.
Well, I mean, he freaking hangs out in North Korea with Kim Jong-un.
I know. Like, he played for the best like basketball team in history.
Yeah, and he's a nut.
He's crazy.
I wonder if, I don't know if I should say that. I wonder if when Kim Jong-un met Dennis Rodman, he thought it was Obama.
I don't even know. I don't understand the logic behind.
I don't either.
Like what?
But I know Rodman's got some stories from there.
Sure he does.
Living Rodman's life would be crazy.
Him and Kim Jong-un probably went crazy out there. They probably partied together.
Oh
is my
God.
Guess.
Party with Kim Jong-un. Like, where does one begin?
No thanks. I'll pass.
Yeah,
on
I'll
that.
Pass too.
Did you hear they? I don't know if this is true or not. I saw a video of them marching nuclear weapons and down the streets of, I forget what the capital is, but the capital of North Korea.
Well, little Rocket Man's going nuts. The one person playing Rocket League in North Korea. Oh, man, crazy stuff. You've been seeing all this stuff about UFOs getting shot down.
No, I mean, I feel like
there was the stuff about the Chinese spy balloon, but now there's been other things getting like shot down over Lake Huron in Canada. They can't identify them, so they're technically UFOs.
Okay.
So I have no idea what's going on. I don't know if it's spying stuff or the alien invasion.
We should have an alien episode where we talk about aliens the whole time.
Bro, I had to watch the movie Alien.
For a class?
For humanity.
Oh, I also had to watch that for a class last year.
Really?
I didn't finish it, but...
No? Oh. Interesting movie. Mm. Interesting movie.
Is that Stephen Ridley or is that someone else? Or is that James Cameron or is it someone completely different?
No, well, James Cameron did the sequel, okay. Aliens. Ridley Scott, I think, is the guy.
Ridley Scott, okay.
He directed it and stuff. Mm. I will say, I was on edge the whole time watching it.
What's the crazy scene where, like, he comes out of the guy's, or the alien comes out of the guy's stomach?
That, yeah, that's what happens. And it's funny because that scene didn't faze me much because I had seen the Spaceballs spoof of it. Mm. Granted, you know, the Spaceballs version didn't have all the blood and stuff and was more funny, but...
I will say, my favorite plot twist from that movie is when the lead scientist guy turns out to be a robot. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
And you said you haven't finished it, right?
I know how it ends. I think I'm... Yeah. I finished it, but I watched it on times two speed because I waited till the day before it was due. So.
Ending plot twist, that's something for the
what
final
is the ending
battle.
Plot? Just spoil it for me.
Well, because you know Ripley, I guess she gets out of there. She gets on the escape pod, and the alien's on there.
Okay.
So it sets up the final battle. So she's got to open up the space door or whatever to get it out of there. It takes a bit, but then he goes off into space.
Do you
there you
think,
go.
Would you say Alien is the most influential sci-fi movie of all time?
It's got to be up there.
Yeah.
I feel like Star Wars, just for the cultural impact.
I think so, too.
For
aesthetics,
for
it's definitely Space Odyssey.
Oh.
That set the groundwork for Star Wars.
Space Odyssey, Star Wars, and Alien.
Mm. It's been a while since I've seen Space Odyssey.
I don't know if I've ever actually seen Space Odyssey.
It's kind of, I will be honest, It can be painful to sit through if you're not, ready to take everything in.
Because it's Kubrick, right?
Kubrick,
it's a hell of a filmmaker.
Yeah, me and my brother watched it thinking it would be, thinking it would be similar to, Interstellar or something. Oh, no. And it is, in a sense. But also, it drags at some parts.
Is that what it is? It's a slow pace.
Slow paced, yeah.
Very deliberate.
Mm. Gotcha. Makes you think, though. I will tell you that. It's, the ending is... Yeah. Is worth watching.
Yeah.
And nice. There's the famous pillar scene in the beginning with all the apes. Mm. Awesome scene. They're all just dancing around it.
Yeah, I need to finally get around and watch that once and for all.
Mm.
So that'll be good. But yeah, Star Wars has got to be up there.
I think so. It's probably number one.
For sure, man.
Star Trek, too. There's Star Trek. Oh, right. Even though that was a show before.
Ew. OG show Star Trek was pretty good.
Was that in the 60s?
That was late 60s. Crazy. Yeah. Like, some of the movies, I know that, Wrath of Khan is,
what's it called?
Are the new ones any good?
The second new one is really good. I think the first one is good, too. The third one, don't watch. Mm. So,
good to know. Good to know.
Wrath of Khan is good. I've seen that one before.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That one's really good. Going back to Star Wars, what were your thoughts on, the sequel trilogy, the newer ones? Not a fan.
No, hated them.
Hated all of them.
Hated them to all the point where it makes me angry thinking about it. It's it triggers me. What's it called? I will say the first one
worse than the Phantom Menace.
Yes, I
no.
think so. I think
no way.
I think the prequels have aged better.
Yeah, but the Phantom Menace, Jar Jar Binks. Come on,
I would go as far as to say that Jar Jar Binks has more character development in the first episode, and I guess even throughout the whole prequel series, than any character does in the sequel series.
Here's what I will say.
Mm-hmm. Actually, with the exception of Kylo Ren. Yeah.
Here's what I will say. It's just kind of my thoughts on the three. Force Awakens was all right.
Yeah.
I think Last Jedi is actually pretty solid.
I disliked Last Jedi when I saw it for the first time.
Yeah.
After the last one came out, I enjoyed it a lot more.
Yeah, no, because, here's the thing. Rise of Skywalker, that movie was going to get criticized no matter what. Because tying up the entire Skywalker saga, it's a tough task. Yeah, I mean, just bringing up Palpatine out of nowhere was okay.
Yeah. They just took Snoke and they were let's drop it.
Yeah, so it was, it was an interesting choice. Mm.
The two things that frustrate me the most about the sequel series.
Disney.
Well, Disney, yes. But in terms of actual characters, one is Luke.
Yeah.
I don't like what they did with his character. And number two is Finn.
Mm,
Finn could have been the best character in Star Wars. He's a stormtrooper who switches to the rebels, who could maybe be force sensitive.
Yeah.
And they just wrote him off. It's like, oh, yeah, let's just really pretend he doesn't exist.
I didn't like that they killed Han Solo off so abruptly.
I knew that was going to happen because Harrison Ford wanted out.
Yeah, I don't know.
It wasn't a good enough death scene.
Like, when that happened, I was just like, no, are you fucking kidding me?
What else made me mad about the third movie? That she's a Palpatine. Rey should have been a Kenobi. That would have been, ooh. I would have been satisfied with that. It could have been the same movie, and it's like, oh, she's Obi-Wan's daughter. Ooh. And I probably would have been satisfied. I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I would have been satisfied. Yeah. But Palpatine has a daughter with who? He has grandkids. I don't know. There's just so much they didn't explain.
Well, they were trying to tie it all up, I guess. I don't know.
The problem, it was three separate movies, three separate directors.
Well.
Actually, I think J.J. Abrams
did the first and the third, and I forget who did Last Jedi. No, Last Jedi, I think, is easily the best out of the three.
I think so, too. What I think happened with, like, the executives is Rian Johnson, I think, is who directed the second.
Yeah.
I think he messed with things and, like, took a risk. And Disney was like, oh, like, we don't want to commit to that.
I thought it worked, though. I thought, I don't know.
Looking back, I do think it worked.
Last Jedi, you know, you can hate the trilogy as much as one. I think Last Jedi is a solid film.
I think so. It's been so long since I've seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a
while. One thing I didn't like was the whole casino arc. I thought that was a little out of place.
Oh, yeah.
I was really angry when they said Rey was nobody for the first time. I was like, dude. It's like a series where there's like lightsabers and like the Force. Yeah. Like, I want her to be like a character I like. I would have rather had her been like a nobody than Palpatine's daughter. Mm. So I wish they went with it, looking back.
That would have been interesting. Yeah, man.
It's interesting how the prequels have aged, though.
You know, now that I realize it, I don't think I've ever actually seen Revenge of the Sith the full way through. I know how it ends and everything, but I've never...
I would.
I've never got through the whole thing.
I think with like the Clone War, like the Clone Wars TV show.
Oh yeah.
I think people like genuinely consider Revenge of the Sith to be one of like the better movies in the series, especially in the prequel. Yeah,
that's kind of like the consensus. Like that was like the best prequel one.
Attack of the Clones is unwatchable. Terrible. God,
I remember my parents telling me they were talking about Phantom Menace. It was summer of 1999. Mm. You know, it's blazing hot, July 99 on Long Island. You know, kind of like right around when Woodstock 99 was happening. And, you know, it was so hot, they're just like, we got to get out of here. Cause they didn't have AC at the time. So they went and saw the Phantom Menace, and they were just like, that was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
As someone who watched that movie as a kid, I think the Phantom Menace is a great movie for kids.
Yes.
It is not an adult movie, like the first couple Star Wars movies. I would agree with that. And what's interesting, too, is like the Phantom Menace, like their target audience was kids. I watched the Clone Wars as a kid and like Star Wars Rebels and all those shows.
Yeah.
But you can still watch those as an adult and get something out of them.
Yeah.
You can't with the Phantom Menace. So.
Just the existence of Jar Jar Binks. Mm.
I'm trying to think. Qui-Gon Jinn was...
It was fun. Just... Anakin as a kid was just annoying.
Yeah, no, he was not great.
And that's just, the movie is annoying. Mm. That's what I will say. You know, I need to finally watch Revenge of the Sith.
I remember we watched, when I was living in Garrigus last year, we did a drinking challenge, me and my sweet mates.
Bro.
Where what we tried to do is every time there was a memeable moment in the Revenge of the Sith, we would take a shot. And, like, within the first 5 minutes, we were like, no, this is not going to... There was so many, like, memeable moments.
Bro,
so
we had to just watch it. I want to do that, but with Space Jam.
Do you know Big Chungus? You know the Big Chungus? I did not know Big Chungus was in the new Space Jam.
No way. What?
He is for, like, a split second.
Bugs Bunny
turns into Big Chungus.
You're serious.
So now I need to see the movie.
Isn't LeBron in the new Space Jam?
Yeah, he's the main character.
Oh, jeez.
I was talking, after he broke the scoring record, I think I was talking to Sean, and like his biggest argument about like the GOAT conversation was that Michael Jordan had the better Space Jam.
That is, I haven't seen the new Space Jam, but OG Space Jam, like, come on.
I think when I watched I'm pretty sure when I watched the OG Space Jam for the first time, I ended up watching it, like, every night for 2 weeks straight. I loved it so much.
It's so good. Bro, they freaking, dude.
Isn't Bill Murray in that?
Bill
too?
Murray.
Bill Murray is in that.
Wayne Knight, Newman from Seinfeld. I mean, come on. It's freaking great. All right, let's see. Space Jam, Big Chungus. Oh, yep,
it's
there
like
he
really
is.
Like you, if you blink, you miss it. Like it literally, it comes and goes.
There we go. I think I got it. Holy shit. God, I remember when the freaking Big Chungus meme first happened. That was just like one of the most random things to exist.
You can't convince me that like Big Chungus. This is like, this sounds like I'm trolling, but when I think two summers ago, when I was like working 40 hours a week, like I'd be like so pissed off sometimes. Literally, I would just think of like Big Chungus and I would just start laughing and I'd be fine. It's like literally, it was just the thought
Big Chungus solves all problems.
Yeah, no, it was. That's why Big Chungus holds a special place in my heart.
Oh man.
I tried buying a Big Chungus cardboard cutout for our room. It would have been like $500. I was like,
holy shit. That would be, dude, if I woke up in the middle of the night, I'm walking around, and I see a Big Chungus cardboard cutout staring at me, I am going to be mortified. It's going to be one of those paintings where the eyes follow you around.
Have you ever seen, speaking of like memes, uh-oh, the Denny's Grand Slam?
Yes! 3 a.m. at Denny's. Yeah. What's up? What's up? What the fuck's up, Denny's?
We were watching that in here the other day. Zuhair showed me last year. Someone made like $1,000 like oil painting of when he's saying like, "What the fuck is up, Denny's?" And it's like something you'd see in like a Smithsonian. It's like, you know, 6 feet long.
How much would it take for Zuhair and Dash Cam to get us to recreate the Denny's Grand Slam?
First, we just need to find a Denny's.
Even just to get him to yell, "What's up? What's up? What the fuck's up, Denny's?"
It probably would be that. He'd probably do it.
That would be so. Saying, especially what's so funny because the fucking mosh pit. They're just got.
Oh, they're going great. They're going like that's a scary mosh pit.
It's
one of the scarier ones I've seen.
It's just, I love that video so much.
But someone made like a big oil painting of that and sold it for $1,000.
Oh my god! Let me look the Denny.
It might be. It's a little obscure because it was like from like Denny's, like a third party.
What is Denny's Grand Slam painting? I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere. Oh, I think I might have.
This is a picture of it. Like, it's a good painting too.
Is it this?
Yeah, that's it. That's someone painted.
That's really good. Like, that's so funny. Imagine you walk into
it sold for like $420.
Imagine that you're walking with Denny, and that's what's happening.
There's someone else did that too, where it was a little differently. Man. There was this really cool band. I forget what they're called. They're kind of like a punk band. They're in California, but they like filled this Denny's up. There was probably like 200 people in there, and they all got arrested. So,
hang on, someone's sorry. Tell you what, no, we need to turn Ted's into Denny's for a night half dash cam play.
Where is like the nearest Denny? There's an IHOP in Manchester.
Oh god, not IHOP.
He'll always wants me to drive him there so he can get like a $5 meal.
What?
Dude, I'm not driving you 35 minutes.
I'm just not gonna go to IHOP in general.
I'm not a big IHOP fan. I'm not a fan.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been to a Waffle House? Because I want
to
go.
I was asked this the other day. I have never been to a Waffle
I
House.
I want to go to a Waffle House.
Are you familiar? They don't have them up here. I think.
Are you familiar with the Waffle House emergency system?
Not the emergency. I've seen all the videos online.
So, you know, Waffle House never closes. And there's a whole like scale. Like, if Waffle House is closed, there's literally a thing, the Waffle House Index. So, this is like for like hurricanes in Florida. So. The Waffle House Index, green means full menu. The restaurant sustained little or no damage and has full power. Yellow, limited menu. The restaurant is running out of food or has limited power. Red, the Waffle House is closed completely. And if it gets to red, that means you got to get the fuck out of there. Wherever you are, you just got to
Someone showed me now. A really good Waffle House fight that happened. I mean, there's always a good, like,
dude,
you can find them online.
If I'm in a Waffle House and a fight breaks, that's going to be so
I'm
going to
start. I would record.
Bro, you would be the one in the fight.
No. I would never fight an employee. I mean, I've worked in the food industry before. I get the struggles that come with it. Fight another customer, though, I might possibly do that.
Dude, that would be funny. All right. What time is it? 7:43.
Yeah, we got 7:40. We got 50 minutes of audio.
I gotta fill my water bottle and stuff.
Let's do it. We can chill
Gotta get ready for the show. I think Yeah, I got some folks showing up. I got like three people coming.
It's gonna be
tonight.
A party tonight.
Dude, this is gonna be interesting. We'll see if anybody hops on air.
See if you get a caller again.
Oh my god.
Who was, I mean, we can, do you want to say it here, who called last time?
It was some guy asking some about like the bunker show or something.
I looked it up on the schedule.
Something about a bunker, so I don't know what it was.
I don't think that exists, so.
Yeah, no, if I get a call or if it's during the song, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Just because I forget the protocol of.
I'll ask Grace next time I see her, see if we can figure that, because I don't even know how to do it.
Yeah, I really forget most of the stuff from DJ training. Sorry, Grace, you didn't hear that. So, all right. This was a good episode. We talked about so much tonight.
About Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Save
Yukon.
Big Chungus.
Waffle House. Rihanna. This was a fun episode. Thank you all for tuning in to Almost Ablaze. New episodes out every Wednesday, right? Is that what we've been doing?
Not this Wednesday, but starting next Wednesday.
But yeah, more episodes on the way. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been Almost Ablaze. Keep on trucking.